place was dark and dusty and half lost, in tangles of old alleys near the quays, reeking of strange things brought in from the seas with queer curls of fog that west winds tossed. Small lozenge panes obscured by smoke and frost just showed the books in piles like twisted trees, rotting from floor to roof, congeries of crumbling elder lore at little cost. I entered, charmed, and from a cobwebbed heap took up the nearest tome and thumbed it through, trembling at curious words that seemed to keep some secret, monstrous if one only knew. Then, looking for some cellar old in craft, I could find nothing but a voice that laughed. I held the book beneath my coat at pains to hide the thing from sight in such a place, hurrying through the ancient harbor lanes with oft-turning head and nervous pace. Dull, furtive windows in old tottering brick peered at me oddly as I hastened by, and thinking what they sheltered, I grew sick for a redeeming glimpse of clean blue sky. No one had seen me take the thing, but still a blank laugh echoed in my whirling head, and I could guess what nighted worlds of ill lurked in that volume I had coveted. The way grew strange, the walls alike and matting, and far behind me, unseen feet were padding. I do not know what windings in the waste of those strange sea lanes brought me home once more, but on my porch I trembled white with haste to get inside and bolt the heavy door. I had the book that told the hidden way across the void and through the space-hung screens that hold the undimensioned worlds at bay and keep lost eons to their own demesnes. At last the key was mine to those vague visions of sunset spires and twilight woods that brood dim in the gulfs beyond this world's precisions, lurking as memories of infinitude. The key was mine, but as I sat there mumbling, the attic window shook with a faint fumbling.